When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody, happy Friday. Chucky's with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, November 8th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle. Is your mic on? Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. There happy Friday to all.
And Jason Bishop is here.
What's up? Happy Friday. Happy football Friday.
It is a football Friday, a huge Friday for your Commanders fans getting ready for the Steelers game on Sunday. Can Washington get to 8-2? We will be talking about it throughout the show, but we're going to sprinkle in some Hokies talk. Bill Roth's going to join us, the voice of the Hokies. He'll jump on at 6:45.
How was, by the way, you weren't at that game, right? When they...
Which game?
The last game. You were not at it, were you?
No, because I didn't want to go to Syracuse.
Okay, so...
I'm going to the Clemson game.
So you probably didn't listen to Roth, right? You probably watched it on TV.
I watched it on TV.
I was just wondering, but like, was he outwardly questioning at the time?
I don't know. We'll have to
ask
him.
Why they didn't use the timeouts.
He'll have to ask.
So we'll talk to Bill Roth coming up at 6:45. It's a Friday. John Feinstein joins us. Also, Scott Abraham from ABC7 will join us at 9 o'clock as we get into Commanders versus the Steelers. I already put up the poll of the day. Who wins? Our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. You can vote at Junks Radio. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Mm-hmm. You got the Steelers, you got Washington. What do you think the early lean is?
I'm going to say, I mean, it's a very pro-Commanders crowd, obviously.
55-45.
I was about to say 55%.
55-45.
Commanders.
I haven't even checked. I'm going to say 70% Commanders.
Well, if you just put the thing out, I mean.
I put it up actually like 20 minutes ago. 62% Commanders.
Okay.
All right. In between.
So some confidence.
Split the difference.
Kind of a toss-up.
I was on with Grant and Danny yesterday during the Beltway Blitz, and they asked me who was going to win, and I was non-committal. I was on the fence.
You couldn't pull a trigger?
I hadn't made my pick yet. I'm right down the middle at this point. I don't know who to pick.
We'll make our picks later in the show. Also, we have our weekend parlay. Should shout out Surfside. EB and I were out at Sports and Social in what they call North Bethesda, but we know it as Rockville.
Yeah, Rockville.
At Pike and Rose.
1,000% Rockville.
Really nice spot. I've never been there. It's kind of across from Summerhouse, if you're familiar with Pike and Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really nice spot. Shout out to their general manager, Jose Bari, and their operation manager. Name a very famous white Hall of Fame basketball player.
Larry Bird.
That's his name, Larry Bird.
That's his real name.
Larry Bird.
Wow, that's a good name.
Awesome Got old name. School business cards
it's
here.
It's not like Lawrence Bird. It just says Larry Bird on his...
It's B-Y-R-D.
Oh, okay.
But still, his that's name is Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
Now, the Surfside guys are awesome. Our local reps, obviously, Bobby. And there's a guy, Jeff, that I may have met once or twice mm-hmm. before. Who's I think he's like the Montgomery County rep or the D.C. rep, whatever.
Yeah, he's a Montgomery County guy. Like, back in the day, he was telling me he used to work at, like, Tommy Joe's.
I think it was in Olney. He's yeah. actually a member of Norbeck.
Ah, right. Very good.
But the super nice guys. Great time. A lot of people came out to say hello. We had some buddies that came out. It was really nice.
Yeah, shout out to the Bauman brothers.
Bauman's
Our
came
boy
out.
Bubba.
Bubba was there.
Did a card game
My guys Ryan
out?
And Aaron.
No, the Baumans were there?
They are desperate for a card
oh,
game this Thanksgiving.
They are so desperate.
I mean, the first thing they're doing is hounding me about it's, hosting.
It is the
I mean, literally hounding me.
It is the most gambling-centric family I've ever met in my life.
No one loves to gamble more than
Nobody's
the Baumans.
Nobody's got more gambling.
It was only two of three.
Okay.
Yeah, the worst gambler of the three wasn't there.
Even with two of the three, those guys love them some gamble. So,
but I don't know what the parents fed them, but yeah, some sick degens in that family.
Were they, were they the pitching pennies in the corner?
Probably. They are sicko degens.
But they're great. The Surfside guys are great. I know. I think, JP, did you bring the Surfsides for Valdez and everything?
I did. So, yeah, I felt emboldened from Mike Marr. When he mm-hmm. said last week that basically Surfside sponsored his birthday shindig yes, at his sure. house. I have a 24-man golf Ryder Cup thing Ooh. In West Virginia tomorrow.
Okay.
And I was emboldened and texted Bobby and said, hey, do you got any cases laying around that you could throw in JP's trunk?
Right.
And then he texted me back. He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
There's six cases. Oh. And then Eric took a case, and JP has a party on Saturday,
yeah.
so he took a couple cases. So
oh, nice.
The crew's going to be well lubricated.
You didn't have to do that. It's really nice of you to do that. So you know what I mean. You're showering everybody with Surfsides.
Well, I hype them up all the time.
Yeah,
and then all my friends are just too lazy, or it's just in one ear out the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if I physically bring them to them, I'm gonna get them addicted. I'm basically giving 23 other people crap.
Right, you're the pusher.
Yes.
Couple things there. First of all, Jeff brought in another Surfside head cover for your boy.
Oh, you got it.
Very good.
So I'm back.
I don't put it on your hybrid.
I'm just going to put it on my driver.
Can you not lose it this time?
I won't lose it, promise.
Yeah, good.
So that was wonderful. He mentioned to me, he's like, yeah, Valdez, he just went on a golf thing last week. He's like, or last month, he goes, does he just do golf trips all the time? He goes, yeah. What kind of life's this guy living?
Yeah, I go, basically on tour.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
he's
does.
Semi-pro, that guy.
Trying to get to the senior tour.
So then, you know, he heard me ask for the strawberry lemonade, so he gave me a case of, not the variety pack. Variety pack's fine, but I'm just a strawberry lemonade guy right now. So he gave me a case of the strawberry lemonades only.
I found out you can get a case of strawberry lemonade in D.C., but in Maryland, it's just the starter packs, or vice versa.
I know,
I'm not exactly
on
sure.
It. Apparently, I got to pound Jeff.
Yeah,
I mean, take that for what it's worth. I got
to pepper.
I have to pepper him with taxes or whatever to make that happen.
Do that.
But
instead.
Anyway, I get home right, and I put the Surfsides. I didn't know what to do with it. I had my hands full of stuff, so I just put it on my bar near my stuff, and just so happens, coincidentally, my son came home last night. There's a party. One of the lacrosse guys. I don't know. Bunch of guys are in town, so he's going to be in town for a few days. Might even be in town for the week. I can't stay up for him. He doesn't get home until 10:30. My wife crawls into bed around 11:30, kind of wakes me up, and she goes, oh, yeah, you know, Keenan and I forget the other guy, Kurt, that came in, and I gave him some of your Surfsides.
What? How many?
They weren't even there for like an hour.
I said, there's things like 20 minutes.
There's things that'll get crushed in an hour.
20 minutes, and she said, yeah, I gave him a 4-pack. I gave Kurt a 4-pack.
Yeah.
I mean, fine. They're great kids. I love them. Uh-huh. But I mean, literally
you just got them.
I just got them.
You're going to have to hit up your boy again.
You're giving away my booze.
You got to pound Blicky again.
Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, Jeff. Like, what are you doing?
Well, Bobby,
I think she just didn't like seeing him in the house. You know what I mean? She's just trying to get rid of stuff.
Bobby brought the cases, and I had told him a couple weeks ago. I was like, hey, I've got this soccer party coming up. It's not this weekend. It's next weekend.
Everybody's got shindigs. They need
them. Yeah.
But mine's not a heavy drinking crowd, dude. It's yeah. parents. Mm-hmm. It's going to be during the day. It's a pizza party for the kids.
Wait till they get that Surfside in them.
Well, the 7 and 8-year-olds will not be having yeah. Surfside. But the parents may have some Surfside. Right. I'll have some beer. I'll have some wine. I'll have all that sort of stuff. But Valdez, he knows Valdez so well. He was like, There were six cases. There were variety packs. There was the iced tea. There was the lemonade. There was the strawberry for EB. And he said, you have to save the green tea for Valdez.
Oh, that's his thing.
Yeah, that's because Valdez.
That's my, yeah, that's my favorite.
Green teas.
That's my strawberry lemonade.
Yeah.
Right. So, by the way, me and Bobby, I'm going to take cool credit
on
this.
I like to feel healthy when, when I'm pounding Surfside.
Booze in your face.
Me and Bobby came up with our new, we made a new drink.
Oh, you did?
Just on the spot?
Yeah, we did. Surf Fusion, okay? All right. So you take Stateside Vodka, which is their original vodka, and then, you know, just a little shot of that or whatever, and then you top it off with your strawberry lemonade or your green tea lemonade, whatever, whatever it is that you like.
So just Surf Fusion,
just a little extra.
So you're in the canned cocktail business now.
we made it
Craft
at the bar.
Cocktail EB.
We made it at the bar. Just just a little kick.
How did it taste?
What, is it wonderful?
When 5% alcohol isn't enough.
Is that you need 19% alcohol.
We just added a little more vodka to it, and it was silly.
It's a double Surfside.
Yes,
exactly. They made a vodka drink at the bar. Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, for years he was with, I think it was called Constellation, sold Modelo.
Yeah. They said Corona.
Corona. And he told me last December when I actually went to his house to pick up some beer for my New Year's party.
I'm sensing there's a trend here.
You talking about Bobby?
Yes. Yeah.
You went to his house in Herndon.
Correct.
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
So I went to Bobby.
We'll do anything for free.
I went to Bobby's house. And he told me, he was like, he's like, I think I'm finally making the move. There's this company. I'm gonna head over to Surfside, and at that time I hadn't heard of Surfside. Mm-hmm. Anyway, he told me yesterday that the year, like, I was like, every time I see him, I was like, you guys are blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
That he sold over 500,000 cases,
right?
And that next year he projects to sell 1.5 million.
That's a 3x is pretty good. When you 3x your performance, tends to be good for you.
And his whole job is getting Surfside into bars, into places. I think he's got him into Walmart.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you get it in Walmart, there's nothing bigger on the planet than Walmart.
So he's
selling it like from the retail spot. Like,
so
that's it.
Thanks to Bobby. Thanks again to all the guys that came out last night. Met some cool listeners. Jason, this guy Mike, who I don't remember meeting him in person. Maybe I had. But he tweets us all the time, Sports Rule 76.
Okay.
It's funny when you know somebody just from their Twitter handle.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then you actually meet the person.
Oh, I also got to thank one of the owners of Metropolitan Moving and Storage. Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
I show up at the bar and there's a gift for me, a bit like a wrapped gift, like Christmas. And I open it up. JP, by the way, had already opened the card because he thought immediately it was for him. Because it was from Metropolitan.
No, I texted the guys from Metropolitan Moving.
Jealous.
No, I texted the guys from Metropolitan Moving and Storage literally hours before. And I said, hey, going to be here. Come by. And then both of them texted, I've got to pick up my sister at the airport. I got this. Like, I know John and Justin.
You. They care about me. So gave me a nice gift. Open it up. Jaden Daniels jersey. They heard me talking about it on
really?
The air.
Really? Very good.
I was going to wear it this morning.
Are you kidding me?
Nice. I just didn't,
The white or the burgundy?
I got a black.
Oh, black.
A black. Nice.
I would say the black is probably the best kind.
They I definitely could get ketchup on it and won't be as noticeable. But they said they're actually hard to find right now, as you can imagine. Right? I mean, a couple weeks ago, they were the hottest selling jerseys.
They're hot, baby.
They probably still are right up there in the top five.
And I would imagine. It's a real silly. It's not a Timu jersey.
Oh, it's a real jersey. I don't think it's their top end, which is like $400
jersey. Right. Yeah, you wouldn't expect that. You would actually feel bad.
It's a nice replica.
It's
just fine.
It's perfect.
You would feel bad if they got you a $500 jersey.
Hey, maybe.
It's nice to be a junkie sometimes, EB. It's nice to be a junkie sometimes.
You got to get it signed.
I came there straight from the golf course.
Well, can I imitate EV walking into the appearance?
Sure.
Hunched over,
because he
limping.
Said it was his third straight day of playing golf.
Yeah, just.
All right. I hope the cameras get this.
Yeah, please.
I've never seen him worse.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's EB walking into sport and social. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? Was it that bad?
No.
Hunched over. You're not exaggerating?
No.
dragging himself in.
Looks like he dropped your contact lens.
It's hard, but once I stiffen up after the rounds, hard to stand up straight.
Our buddy Rob looked at him. He's like, "What's going on?" I was like, "He played golf 3 straight days.
Yeah. That's too much.
It takes its toll."
It did take its toll. But I was coming off the golf course, and I show up, and then I'm leaving. I got a case of beer, case of Surfside. Mm-hmm. I got a head cover sticking out of my pocket, and I got a Jake Daniels jersey draped
what
over my shoulder.
What
a day!
Yeah,
hey, what a day!
It's nice being a junkie, Jason. Take a look at this,
yes sir, yes sir.
You know, it was a little bit worrisome there for a minute.
All right, this is JP talking about the fact that he requested tickets to the Steelers Commanders game a few weeks ago.
He did, yes.
He's got a buddy coming, high school buddy, or a longtime friend coming down from where
he lives in Vermont.
Vermont, and he promised him, "Yeah, I'll get you tickets." Right. And he went through Jason Wright, of course, for the Commanders, and he didn't hear back from Jason Wright for weeks.
Radio silence. Yeah. He texted immediately. Yes, I'll take care of you.
Yes.
And then like 9 days passed and I didn't hear from him. And I was like,
told
what do I do?
He would come through.
Dude, I heard that these tickets are like, they're going for a pretty good
they're
premium.
They're like playoff tickets.
Yeah, it's like a really high ticket.
I think it's one of the most expensive tickets of the year so
far.
I got four of those Blickies.
You squeezed them.
Am I sitting with Josh Harris?
No. Impossible.
Well, there's probably multiple executive suites, but...
You're not sitting... He didn't get you owner suite.
It's Josh Harris.
I don't know. That'll be interesting.
How did John Paul Flynn
right,
get
bet
in
against
the owner suite?
I don't think so, but...
I'm going to bet against it.
I think when we had our dinner, he kind of said that we could go into the owner suite.
That's Magic Johnson's seat. You shouldn't be sitting there.
Him and Magic. How many times is JP going to tell Magic Johnson, "Hey, you should come on the show"?
He's been on the show.
He's been on the show twice. In studio. Yeah, I love your Josh Harris.
Thank
I think
you.
It's really
thank
good.
Thank you. Appreciate
well,
that.
Well, so
thank
those are the executive. Those are
so
awesome.
Yeah, can you
awesome
want to point
seats
out all the other owners that will be in the suite?
Mark Ayn will be there. JP will probably he'll probably try to take his seat.
Yeah.
Magic will be there. Who are the other minor?
Mitch Rails.
Mitchell Rails. Yeah, let's not forget him.
His art gallery.
Yeah, Cake said he's going to go to his art gallery. He's full of crap. Never showed up. These are the illuminaries that are going to be in the box.
What about the Sixers? Don't you care about the Sixers?
I don't care about Joel Embiid, like shoves reporters. They're second fiddle to me. They're basically dead to me.
Right. What about
the Devils? Your caps are red hot. I tip my cap to them.
Does he own a soccer team too?
Crystal Palace.
Yeah. Are they good?
I couldn't tell you. It's called an afterthought, Mr. Bickle. Yeah.
Right.
So good for you. Nice score, JP. Well done.
What? Why do you say? Let me see. I didn't see the text, or I didn't see the picture, or what is it? Like, why do you say you think you might be sitting with Josh?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, probably not. But it just says executive suite.
Oh,
and I just remember when we had
that's not the owner suite.
I know, but when we had the dinner with him, he said something to that effect.
Yeah, he ain't taking you to go see the owner.
You never know.
I don't care.
He's a powerful guy.
I would have been cool with nosebleeds. Now, the advantage is it's probably going to rain.
Yeah.
Looks like I'm going to be covered.
Yeah. Parking pass?
Yes.
Very good. I mean, it's, it's very important.
It's a 1 o'clock game.
1 o'clock kick.
Yes.
It's a big one.
It turns out, I guess we're going to come home Saturday night, Jay. We were going to stay. I got to cancel the hotel for the second night. I mean, why?
Pulling the plug.
The game will be over at 7:30. Right. Why am I going to stay? I'm only 2.5 hours away. Just drive home.
Save like $200.
Save a couple $100.
Sure.
All right. Yeah. Get your hotel buns.
No. My youngest is with me. I mean,
That would be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be a bizarre thing.
It'd be very bizarre. Yeah. That'd be like you'd go to prison stuff.
Hey, quick question. So last night, my buddies Ryan and Eric came out, and they're actually going to this DC's Dancing Stars gala that my wife is dancing in. That's Saturday night at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Are they dancing with your wife too?
They are not. They are not. They're just probably getting hammered and just having a good time.
Right.
But they start asking me yesterday, and I paid zero attention to this the whole time. It's black tie, and they said, "Do you have your tux?" I never got a tux.
You better go to Men's Warehouse,
brother. I thought black tie. I mean, I pretty much believe it's tux, but part of me was like, I can just wear a dark suit and a tie.
Probably.
I have to get a tux?
I don't know.
I have no
idea. You're asking the wrong guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're asking the wrong crew, but black tie usually means, I think it usually means tux.
You can probably just wear a black suit. They want you to be dressed up very much.
Why can't you just wear a dark suit with a black tie?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
You could, but
a lot of people do that.
You could. It just means they want you to be very dressed up.
I don't think you need a tux.
They don't want you showing up with the collar open and your chest hair sticking out.
Right.
Bob,
jeans.
Bob Google yeah. says you need a tux.
Yeah, I might have to. Can you rent one?
I don't think
one?
You have to.
No, I know you can rent one, but on one day's notice?
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Probably. It's not prom season.
Yeah, of course you can.
Okay. I mean, if you try to do it like in late May, probably not. But it's freaking November. I think you're probably okay.
Yeah, I'm
going to rent a tux
today.
When you're renting it, it's $300 or whatever it costs.
Oh, and you gotta get a bouquet of flowers. Your wife afterwards to present her.
Ah, didn't realize
you
that.
Know that. You know her partner's going to give her some flowers.
Yeah, he might make flowers.
Yeah.
His partner's got a girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, his partner's got a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah. She's a dancer, too.
Maybe you should dance with her.
That was a bad read on your part.
It makes me sad.
I don't know why you take such enjoyment in teasing me about it.
Because it's so erotic.
It is.
Right?
Sure. Yeah, she did.
What's more erotic?
Stimulating.
She did her dress rehearsal last week, and at the end, like they had a pause. Like she came back. I watch this stuff like I'm Jaden Daniels watching film.
Yeah.
Except I don't really care.
Yeah.
And she's like, I think I need to add a flip at the end.
Oh,
a flip.
A flip.
Yeah.
You know what they say is you make love how you dance.
Right. I'm telling you, I don't.
I'll take that. I got the hotel room after.
Dancing, like, what kind of dance is she doing? What's the name of this particular dance?
She's actually doing 3
all right.
in one.
She's doing
it's
a tango?
Like the waltz.
Like the tango.
I think the waltz, tango, and rumba.
I think the tango is supposed to be like, you're basically having sex.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's like definitely she definitely straddles him like on a twirl, like he's throwing her yes. around and stuff.
You might want to skip it. Why don't I just get drunk?
Maybe I don't get that tux. Save a little money.
Yeah, save
your cash. Right.
Just whip out the old suit.
Right.
Old dark suit. All right, got to take a break. It is a Football Friday here on The Fan. 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.